Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My own cement, half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
People that will present to us a false image, a pseudo image, an alter ego, pretty much the person they want you to perceive them as. And therefore, you never really come into contact with who that person is, but you have a tendency to be very uncomfortable knowing that, as we say, that person is a phony or a fake. When you think about fabricated intelligence, you look at the etymology of the words. And when we deal with intelligence, we deal with intellect, which should be something acquired through time from study, research, and observation. But when you place the word fabricated in front of intelligence, you realize that it's a persona. It's not real. It's concocted. Pretty much Webster's dictionary for fabrication and fabricating is to invent something or to concoct something, typically with a deceitful intent. People have a tendency to want to use gigantic idioms in order to help fabricate their intelligence through words that they can't even understand, let alone spell. You probably met people like that that use big words and can't even spell them. Something that I humorously like to do all the time is when someone presents these images to me and talks to me that way, I'll always ask them, spell that word that you just used, so I truly know you understand what it is that you're using and what you're saying to me, or are you trying to impress me? Now, I speak on this, let me pause parenthetically, so that you not present yourself as this type of person in life and not feel as a victim or become subjugate of one who presents themselves on you like this and will have you feeling much smaller than you need to feel, thus lowering your self-esteem, your desire to succeed, You feel like you're not worthy because there are people around you that are using gigantic, gargantuan idioms in order to fabricate their intelligence to usurp authority over you. And it makes you digress because you're not so aggressive, nor one to show out or try and impress people. And you more than likely are the one with the more intelligence because you refuse to participate in that game. When we talk about using large idioms, we're talking about people that use phrases or expressions that have figurative or literal meanings. And it's a formulaic type language. Figurative meaning is different from literal meaning. In all languages, there are different idioms, but it's idioms used that people learn and acquire to be a part of the fabricated intelligence that they present to you. When you look at Wikipedia in the dictionary and you type in fabricated intelligence, well, a fabricator is an intelligence agent, officer that generates disinformation, falsehoods, bogus information, often without access to the authentic resources. Fabricators often provide forged documents in order to substantiate their falsehoods. And this is how far people will go to impress you, convince you, deceive you, or present misinformation. We see a lot of that today. Talk on the news about fake news and false documents. There's a lot of that going on in society, but on a lower level in your arena, people that present false information are gossipers, are people that don't want to see you become successful in life and will discourage you with disinformation and present themselves like an expert in the subject. I just want to encourage you today that you need to take the time to gather your own information and facts. Know that the truth hurts people and they would rather live a lie. But if you always present the truth, know the truth, and do not become desensitized by those who present falsehoods, you will be successful in life. Follow your heart and your first feeling. Now, the heart can be deceptive, but you have an intrinsic intelligence which causes you to be able to discern and decipher when you are around those who are trying to become your subjugator and control your growth by fostering a false relationship and putting themselves over you with words they can't even spell and presenting to you a fabricated intelligence. You know, it's often the ones with street knowledge that have the most sense compared to those who have the degrees because, and I'm not going against schooling or college, but that's a formulaic process. You go to school to hear someone talk to you, and then you're given a piece of paper and asked to regurgitate the information. So therefore, you become programmed on how you learn and how you present the facts. When in life, you should not be programmed because we learn every day and there's many sources to learn from. Even a child can teach you something on a daily basis. Your spirit just has to be free from fear, from subjugation, from respect of person, and looking for someone to always do something for you outside of the Most High. Let your peace and praise and prayers be the intrinsic foundational values that lead you to the right people, help you to decipher and discern who people are, and not allow falsehoods, misinformation, and those that give it to hold you back in life. In success, in new relationships, in peace, in making moves out of state, to just don't do it, because suddenly everyone becomes an expert on how you should live your life. Not necessary. Do not be swayed by fabricated intelligence, but be still and know that the Most High is Yah. He's God. It's all powerful. This has been V the Preacher, Voorhees. You've been listening to 180 Degree Wednesday. And I pray that you get through this hump day, you get through life. And as I always say, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?
I do not look like I used to.